Welcome to another edition of Headlines and Headaches. I am your host, Larry H. Jones, and the H stands for... Heck yes, I saw the NFL draft, and it was fun. So, the thing about it is, right at this particular point in time, we have our guest in the building, and we got to go. First of all, a major announcement that came out yesterday. Mayor Frank Jackson is not seeking re-election. So that means he is no longer going to be running for mayor. He spent 16 years, I think it's like four terms. He's not seeking a fifth. So there's going to be a new sheriff in town come November. And Frank said you don't have him to kick around anymore. So it is what it is. So right now I have my guest in the building. He is running for Ward 4 City Council. So EP, the show host, first of all, shout out to the Browns. Yep. This is clap back, because right now we got a clap back on Ward 4 at this particular point in time. So please welcome my guest at this particular point in time. Get his mic set up. Running for Cleveland City Council, Ward 4. Please welcome my man, Mr. Arnold Shern, in the building. How you doing, Arnold? Problem. So, first of all, I just got to say thank you for coming on to the show. How the thing about it is, first of all, just a question. Why do you want to run for Cleveland City Council, especially Ward 4?
Well, I've been a long-time resident, and I ran before, and I came in third. But this time, it took on a personal meaning. I had a nephew murdered, and I had a sister that was recently murdered on Arthway. And I tried to contact the investigators on numerous occasions so they could check their cameras and actually just investigate the case. And I got no response. And I said, I have to do something. I have to get involved. Because I ran previously and I wasn't going to run again because it's an arduous task to run for political office because they got so much cronyism downtown, and it's difficult sometimes to get your ideals out and get to the people when you have a political machine that has lots of money and influence. So it's personal this time. I guess I'm running in the spirit of my sister Kim, and actually I lost two other people that was on my team in 2017. So I'm running in their spirit this time.
So we rest in peace to your sister Kim, and I'm sending our condolences out to you. So the thing about it is that what do you think about the stuff that's going on in Ward 4 right now, Arnold? Is another reason you want to run?
Well, there's a plethora of things going on in Ward 4. And I actually did a survey, and I actually did observation and interviewed several residents. And one of the major concerns of the residents in Ward 4, because Ward 4 is not a monolithic ward, because you have some parts of Shaker that don't have the same concerns of Mount Pleasant. So one of the things many other people was talking about was safety in their community. And then on Shaker Square, they were concerned about safety as well. And they were concerned about having night patrol in Shaker Square. And then some of the residents in Shaker was talking about people running stop signs and things of that nature. And then as I interviewed people in the 131st area, they was talking about the abandoned houses and the rodent problems that's being created by these abandoned houses.
The rodent, like, by the way, Voice of Radio and Headlines and Headaches is sponsored by the Adams Board and Ohio City Barbecue. Ohio City was down at the NFL draft. Shout out to them and the Adams Board. So you said that the abandoned buildings were run over, and how many abandoned buildings are in Ward 4, as you know?
Well, the data that I had last time in 2017, it was about 8,000 abandoned buildings. And some of that could have been avoided because you have some of those buildings that had a good foundation, but they still tore them down or wouldn't allow the residents to have access to those buildings. And I think with the one block at a time, I think the program should allow those residents to be homeowners first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just the decaying of the community. You know, you have, I often say you have abandoned buildings, abandoned hope, and abandoned dreams in the city of not only Ward 4, but the city of Cleveland. It has become dilapidated. And I often say it's two tales of two cities, a city downtown and the inner city.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, if you look at downtown as a jewel, anything past 30th, you might want to wear your bulletproof vest for real. You know, you can call in at 216-772-0500 to ask Arnold a couple of questions. So you lost the last time.
Yes.
And now we know the troubles in the water for the incumbent Councilman Ken Johnson with the, how can I put it to you like this, the alphabet of Federal Bureau of Investigation coming down, seeping down on his door. So, how will you stand out versus the other candidates that might want to hop into that seat? Because this might be not only Frank Jackson's last run, but Ken Johnson's last run.
Well, how I would stand out is they call me the people's councilman, and I have a people's agenda. And not only, before I talk about my agenda, I want to talk about what I'm doing already.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are talking about what they're going to do when they get elected. I'm already a member of the Peacemakers, but we go out already in our community and risk our lives to make our community a decent and safe place to live. That's one thing I'm doing. Secondly, one of my good friends has a school where we go out and we try to take young men off of the street or who have been imprisoned, and we teach them a trade, and it's no cost, and while you're learning, you get paid. There's no other program in the city that does that.
What's the program again?
It's ran by Mr. Bryant, Night, and it's a welding program right here on, can I get the address?
Yes, get the address, please. I'm sure everybody would want that opportunity.
So any young men or women, we don't discriminate, women can come too and learn welding. It's Cleveland Welding, 3824 East 93rd Street, Cleveland, Ohio. And if you want to contact Mr. McKnight, you can contact him at 216-798-5876. We are desperately looking for young men and women to learn this trade where you can earn $2,000 to $3,000 in a month.
Okay.
And I think that's a real opportunity to decrease crime in our community, because if you got well paying jobs and not just dollar stores in our community, then that would improve the economics in our community and decrease crime if a person got a well paying job.
Okay, so pretty much you're saying that you can get the well-paying jobs, the job training. So what else have you done to the community? I hear that people call you the people's councilman. So what else have you done to the community besides, you know, that?
But I have a long history of engaging and collaborating with organizations. Starting back in 2000, we did a father initiative program before it became popular. With Minister Grant, I've worked with Anita Garner. I've worked with many of the community activists, Black on Black Crime, the New Era Cleveland, of course, the Peacemakers, which I'm part of. So I've always been instrumental in trying to make a difference in the community as far as trying to make our community a safe place, because oftentimes people talk about, well, we need investments, and that's very true. However, don't nobody want to come into a community that's gun infested and crime infested. So first we gotta clean up our communities.
Okay, so what do the peacemakers do? You keep saying that.
Actually, you can come see us. We'll be on 130 from Buckeye tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Actually, what we do, we train individuals in 8 specific areas before you can go out there in the streets. We train you in self-defense, CPR, conflict resolution, the proper handling of people, the 8 barriers of communication, and two other. Love thyself. That's the favorite one, love thyself. They teach you a history of who we are and why we in the mental state that we are in with the self-hate that's prevalent in our community. So we train you to go out here and be a visual deterrent. And a visual deterrent is basically we walk the community and we don't be judgmental. We're not judgmental to these young men. We show them example. We give them show them a clean glass and a dirty glass, and hopefully they choose the clean glass.
Okay. So you said the peacemakers is something that like it's not a police department.
No.
It's just a community service, community security, if you will.
I wouldn't say. I say a visual deterrent. Like a lot of times when we see the police, we automatically know they're present. So when we say we're present for peace, we're there in the community just to display love and peace in our community and give them information that there's alternative other than violence and crime. And we do it in a loving and caring way and not a judgmental way.
Mm-hmm. So... you're a deterrent, so pretty much a deterrent to crime. And what areas do you serve?
Mostly we're in the 116 Buckeye area, but we were doing a program down on 55th at the school as well.
Okay.
And recently, 2 weeks, last week we were out giving out food to the community.
Okay. And are you still doing that? Everybody needs something during this pandemic, and things got shut down, businesses got closed, especially small businesses. Business owners got closed, and minority business owners got closed because, you know, not enough foot traffic, nobody was coming out. So are you still giving out food?
What we do is go to the food bank, and we actually get it from them. So we'll be doing that again in 2 weeks right there on Buckeye.
What's the area? What's the address?
We was right in front of Simon's. So whatever that
Simon's?
Yeah.
Around right okay, around that shopping center on 116th.
Yeah. Yeah. Right there.
If you're familiar with Simon's, you're familiar with the 116th. Also the blood bank there, for those of you who still spent your stimmies. But still, there's gonna be a crowded race in Ward 4.
Yes, 15 people running so far.
Just like, why should the voters in Ward 4 vote for Arnold Schur?
As I stated, I am the people's councilman, and I'm the only one who have a people's agenda based on my data and research. My agenda will totally be based on the needs of the people and not the constituents at City Hall. And I have a proven record for fighting for the people, and you will have a real voice. I'm not going to promise you anything, but I will guarantee that I will fight for you.
Okay. Speaking of city and City Hall, the NFL draft was here last week.
Yes, down
in Cleveland. Did you get a chance to make it down there?
Unfortunately, on the last day that I definitely wanted to go down there, but I didn't. And I'm going to regret that.
Right,
that was history.
So what did you think about, you know, because there's like 120 million influx that came into the city, and this draft was the highest rated draft watched by around the world, not nationally, but internationally around the world. What do you think about where do you think that those dollars should go to? That came from the NFL draft.
Oh, that's an easy question. As I was stating off the air, that we have two tales of two cities. I know in 2017 we had a budget of $1.84 million allocated to downtown. So I believe those dollars definitely should go to urban redevelopment. And not only that, when we say urban redevelopment, as I observe all the construction in our community, none of these individuals, and if they do look like us, there may be a handful. And that's another way to improve the economics. All these contracts and these well-paying jobs, and you got these people working in the urban community, but we don't have young men and young women of African descent working on these well-paying jobs.
All right, so we're going to take a break right now. That is Doo-Wah Diddy by one of my favorite groups, Zap, featuring Roger. When we come back to Headlines and Headaches, we're going to ask Arnold about some other stuff. We'll be right back to Headlines and Headaches.
To Ohio City Barbecue and taste our award-winning ribs, pulled pork, and tender brisket located at 3829 Lorraine Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. For all your barbecue needs, catering, or delivery, give us a call at 216-417-5987.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama.
This is Al Porter Jr., the president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Fentanyl is the leading cause of drug overdose deaths in Cuyahoga County. It is now found in powdered cocaine, crack cocaine, meth, and heroin. Any drug may contain fentanyl. If you use drugs, never use alone and carry Narcan in case of overdose. Call the Adams Board 24-hour addiction and mental health crisis hotline at 216-623-6888. If you're ready for help, that's 216-623-6888. Share this message and save lives. This message brought to you by the Adams Board of Cuyahoga County.
Welcome to We've Got Issues, Thursday nights at 8 p.m. on our new home at voiceofradio.com. I'm your host, Donald Boggs. We've Got Issues. We'll be discussing the issues of the day. Our show is motivational, inspirational, and educational. Don't forget to tune in Thursday nights at 8 p.m. to listen to We've Got Issues. Remember, if you don't have issues, it's you.
Y'all, this your girl Miss Smoke, and you know I'm tuned in with Voice of Radio.
Yeah, it's Big 40, man. I'm always tuned in to Voice of Radio.
What's poppin'? It's your girl Uzi Susie, and I'm tuned in to Voice of Radio.
It's your player partner Fang.
What up, man? It's your boy Big Kev.
What's going on, man? It's 55 Badge.
What's going on? It's your favorite host, Twan Zo.
What up? It's your boy Chris Frank.
Yo, for real, though, it's your girl, Miss BJ, and I'm tuned in to Voice It Radio.
What's poppin'? It's your boy TZ from the Clear. Motion Picture Gang or Don't Bang, and you are listening to Voice It Radio.
It's Arta Zar, and you are now tuned in to Voice It Radio.
What up with it? It's your boy Q Nice, man.
What's poppin'? It's your girl, Jesse Jets, and I'm here, and I'm always tuned in to Voice It Radio.
Hello, this is Queen Minister Gwendolyn Pitts, and tune in to Daughters of the Nile every Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. on voiceitradio.com.
Hello, this is Zulma Zavala, President and CEO for East End Neighborhood House, and I host your weekly East End Neighborhood wrap-up show here on Voice It Radio from 2 to 3 p.m. every Friday. Tune in.
Hi, I'm Lillian Piles.
And I'm Harry Boomer.
Join us every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be covering all aspects of theater, film, and the performing arts right here from Northeast Ohio.
We will also tell you about what national,
major productions are coming to town. Don't miss Backstage with Lillian Pyles and Harry Boomer every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on VoiceHitRadio.com.
Hey, this is Queen Jacqueline Swales Goodrum. Tune in to Daughters of the Nile every Friday from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. at VoiceItRadio.com. We bring you news from the national, state, and local, and we have inspirational, motivational speeches, and we have different guests. So tune in to listen to the latest updates on everything that's happening in our world. Hey, don't forget to tune in to Daughters of the Nile every Friday from 6 o'clock to 8 p.m. on VoiceItRadio.com. Woo!
What's going on? This is your brother Bashir Jones, and you are tuned in to VoiceItRadio.com.
Hey, this is your girl, Laura Cowan of Laura Cowan's Empowerment Hour. Check me out every Monday night from 6 to 7 p.m. live right here on VoiceItRadio.com.
Yo, this is Dr. Dre from Yo and TV Raps Today. You're listening to Voice Hit Radio right here. Check it out.
Welcome to We've Got Issues, Thursday nights at 8 p.m. on our new home at VoiceHitRadio.com. I'm your host, Donald Boggs. We've Got Issues. We'll be discussing the issues of the day. Our show is motivational, inspirational, and educational. Don't forget to tune in Thursday nights at 8 p.m. to listen to We've Got Issues. Remember, if you don't have issues, it's you.
Hey, this is Dolores. Tune in to The Queen's Court every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VoiceItRadio.com.
Don't you dare touch that mouse. You're tuning in to the world's number one internet radio station. We're talking about Voice It Radio, baby. Don't touch that mouse. I dare you to touch that mouse. Don't touch that mouse.
All right, we're back. Headlines and Headaches on VoiceItRadio.com. Sponsored by the Adams Board and Ohio City Barbecue. Again, I mentioned that Ohio City Barbecue, shout out to them for being downtown at the NFL Draft. They had their booth set up, looking stuff looking good. I'm trying to stay with that. How can I put it to you like this? I'm trying to be healthy, y'all. I just can't just eat everything there. And plus, the food down there was a little bit expensive. Just a bit. But we're back with the People's Council, men, who's running for Ward 4 in the city of Cleveland, Mr. Arnold Shern. And Arnold, would you like to give us your agenda of what you want to do if or when you are elected? What's your agenda?
Yes, when I'm elected, one of my main agendas is... my priority is to make Ward 4 safe again and improve the quality of life of the citizens in Ward 4. And one of the things that I've discovered as a community activist, and that word ACT, you need to act and take action. I want to collaborate with city council and the grassroots organizations who have been out here tirelessly working to decrease crime. I want to try to do a pilot program with all the grassroots organizations such as Black on Black Crime, the Peacemakers, the New Era Cleveland, and the other organizations, where we can do a foot patrol policing in our community. As I said, we'll train them. Because one thing I often discover is there's a lot of people who want to make a difference. A lot of organizations are working tirelessly and giving their money and their time. However, they don't have the funding because it's the same people trying to promote and keep these programs going, and it can get wearisome and difficult. So I believe starting a pilot program with these organizations, we can decrease crime. And one of the other things I want to do is we need more. We often talk about police training.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's the new term now.
Well, the new term is defund the police. Yeah. But what do you think about that?
I don't like to say defund, because that scares people away. But I think we need to find new ways to police and create new ways to police our communities. And one of those ways is, again, to have police engagement. And I believe they tried that one time, but they had them on bicycles riding in the community. You need to be on foot, and you need to talk to these individuals that live in these communities, because oftentimes the police say that they fear for their life in non-white communities. So we need to find a way where these policemen don't fear for their life. And also, I have a plan where I want to, in the next 5 years, increase the number of African-American males and females on the police force.
Okay.
And not only that, in 1980, in the late 1980s, they switched African-Americans from the east side to the west side. And I remember a time when, if you was doing something that may get you in trouble, the policeman knew your family, and they would reprimand you. The first thing wasn't about putting you in jail or arresting you. So we need more policemen that live in our community and don't fear our black skin.
All right. So as far as, what is your thing on health care on your is that on your agenda? Because we had the coronavirus, COVID-19, and everybody was, you know, worried about first the corona, how it affected America, and then getting this shot, getting the vaccine, pretty much. So what do you think about the disparity of health care in the African-American community? Because what the coronavirus has shown us is that we have a way off between the African-American community and other communities.
Yeah, the disparity in the COVID-19. And as I was stating earlier, we have a lot of funding coming. I think it's $454 million that's coming here directly to Cleveland. And I want to know how that COVID-19 money is going to be allocated. And yes, we're in a health crisis. We always been in a health crisis here in America. So how would I fix that health crisis is, one, I think we need to be educated on the COVID-19. And I think the numbers are rising with African Americans who are taking the vaccinations. I think education, and getting over that fear, because I've been vaccinated, but I did have the fear because of the Tuskegee experiment and other things that we are aware of. I didn't want to be the first one to jump out of there, and I can see why people are still reluctant to have the vaccination. But the numbers have shown that African Americans are taking the vaccination, and it's more white people in the rural areas that are not taking the vaccinations.
Okay. So, I mean, the Tuskegee experiment comes up a lot, especially dealing with, because you have three types. You have the Moderna vaccine, the Pfizer, and then the Johnson & Johnson. The Johnson & Johnson was pulled back, put off, pulled back, and put on. So we understand, but don't you think that the Tuskegee experiment was a target just to African-American people? Because, I mean, look at Tuskegee experiment. It was on the Tuskegee Airmen, and they were injected with syphilis or something like that?
Yes.
So you think that, but everybody's taking the vaccine. So should we be worried as African-Americans that we understand that there is a big mistrust with anything that we take, but, you know, to the average, but everybody else is getting the vaccine.
Yeah, and then you have these conspiracy theories continue to pop up.
I think we always gonna have those.
So, and as I stated, I think the best way to combat that is, you know, educating the people, because I didn't take it until there were several African American doctors, because I listened to Sirius Radio a lot, and they were valid. validating this. And then when I went up to Zelma, George, several months ago, and I seen more white and Asian people at Woodhill, Zelma, George, taking that vaccination, and that's when I began to shift my own ideas, and I decided to take the vaccination because I said if it was only African Americans and they was targeting African Americans in the community, then there may be a problem. But these were people coming from Beachwood trying to get this vaccination. So mm-hmm. I said, hold up, if they're fighting to get this vaccination, I don't think this time they're targeting us. So
yeah, well, here's the thing with the vaccine, with the vaccination itself. I had a guy out with when I went to go get my first shot, the first Pfizer at Woolstein. I went to there was a guy that was in Elyria, Ohio, that was came from Elyria, Ohio, that actually went and got the vaccine, and he was riding the same bus with me. So it's, you know, it is what it is. But
I actually thought I seen, didn't I see you down there?
Probably.
I think I seen you down
there. I'm everywhere. You know, you don't know how where I'm going to be. So I'm pretty much. But let's get back to if you were elected, what the first 30 days of your, you know, what would the first 30 days of you being in office would look like?
The first 30 days, I would try to change the culture.
Oh, I thought we had a call. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
Gwen.
Gwen. Hi, Gwen. How are you?
Fine.
That's good. You have a question?
I'm calling because I'm running a little late with my...
We're on air. We apologize. That is Gwen from Queens of the Nile. So, yeah. But like I said, let's get back to Arnold Schoen. What were the first 30 days of your office look like, of your candidacy look like?
Well, my first 30 days would be reconnecting the trust from City Hall to the citizens and making that connection again to let them know that we are available, because you shouldn't have to make a call downtown and don't get a response in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I would try to make that reconnection and the trust and be a rapport with the citizens again, because I think the citizens have a mistrust, distrust for politicians. Well, so I would try to build that trust in them first 30 days.
Well, yeah, especially when one gets indicted on federal charges. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of mistrust when the FBI comes knocking at the door. But I digress. Because if you do, or when you do get elected, because you speak life into existence, you're going to be taking over for a man that has been was in city councilman for over a couple of decades, but has lost the trust of the constituents in Ward 4, which is a low voter turnout. How do you get the voters out to vote for you in Ward 4?
That has always been a challenge in Ward 4 and throughout Cleveland. As I stated prior to this, people feel abandoned. People feel lost. People feel hopeless because if you keep kicking a dog over and over again, he's going to flee from you. So people just don't have trust in the system. So you got to give them a reason why you should vote. So it's going to be an education component and just letting them know that I am here for you and I will fight for you. And as I stated, my first 30 days would be about reconnecting and having meetings in our community with the citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I would try to do, and I work diligently doing it, is allow citizens to have a voice at City Hall meetings. Right now, you can only just sit there on Mondays and be a spectator. And you shouldn't be a spectator. You should be able to... raise your voice and voice your concerns. So that's something I would strive to do as well.
All right. So how can people donate to your campaign? How can people donate to your campaign or volunteer for your campaign?
Yes, you can go to my Facebook page, Arnold Shern, or my...
We're going to go to break, but because the bird is playing, so we'll let you find that information. This is Headlines, Headaches, VoiceOfRadio.com, 216-772-0500, the number to call in to ask Arnold Shern a question about his candidacy, not for anything else. So we'll be right back. Gardner, host of Headlines and Headaches on VoiceOfRadio.com. Fentanyl is the leading cause of drug overdose deaths in Cuyahoga County. It is now found in powdered cocaine, crack cocaine, meth, and heroin. Any drug may contain fentanyl. If you use drugs, never use alone and carry Narcan in case of overdose. Call the Adams Board 24-hour addiction line and mental health crisis hotline at area code 216-623-6888. That's 216-623-6888 if you are ready for help.
What's poppin', y'all? This your girl, Miss Smoke, and you know I'm tuned in with Voice of Radio.
Yeah, it's Big 40, man. I'm always tuned in to Voice of Radio.
What's poppin'? It's your girl, Uzi Susie, and I'm tuned in to Voice of Radio.
It's your player, partner, Fang.
What up, man? It's your boy, Big Kev.
What's going on, man? It's 55 Badge.
What's going on? It's your favorite host, Twine So.
What up? This your boy, Chris Frank.
Yo, for real, though, it's your girl, Miss BJ, and I'm tuned in to Voice of Radio.
What's poppin'? It's your boy, TZ from The Clear. Motion Picture Gang of Don't Bang, and you all listening to Voice of Radio.
It's Art Azar, and you are now tuned in to Voice of Radio.
What up with it? It's your boy, Q Nice, man.
What's poppin'? It's your girl, Jesse Jets, and I'm here, and I'm always tuned in to Voice of Radio.
Hello, this is Queen Minister Gwendolyn Pitts, and tune in to Daughters of the Nile every Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. on VoiceItRadio.com.
Hello, this is Zulma Zavala, President CEO for East End Neighborhood House, and I host your weekly East End Neighborhood wrap-up show here on Voice It Radio from 2 to 3 p.m. every Friday. Tune in.
Hi, I'm Lillian Piles.
And I'm Harry Boomer.
Join us every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be covering all aspects of theater, film, and the performing arts right here from Northeast Ohio.
We will also tell you about what national major productions are coming to town. Don't miss Backstage with Lillian Piles and Harry Boomer every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on VoiceHitRadio.com.
Hey, this is Queen Jacqueline Swales Goodrum. Tune in to Daughters of the Nile every Friday from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. at VoiceItRadio.com. We bring you news from the national, state, and local, and we have inspirational, motivational speeches, and we have different guests. So tune in to listen to the latest updates on everything that's happening in our world. Hey, don't forget to tune in to Daughters of the Nile every Friday from 6 o'clock to 8 p.m. on VoiceItRadio.com. Woo!
Yo, this is Dr. Dre from Yo on TV Raps Today. You're listening to Voice Hit Radio right here. Check it out.
Welcome to We've Got Issues, Thursday nights at 8 p.m. on our new home at VoiceOfRadio.com. I'm your host, Donald Boggs. We've Got Issues. We'll be discussing the issues of the day. Our show is motivational, inspirational, and educational. Don't forget to tune in Thursday nights at 8 p.m. to listen to We've Got Issues. Remember, if you don't have issues, it's you.
Hey, this is Dolores. Tune in to the Queen's Court every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VoiceItRadio.com.
that mouse. You're tuned in to the world's number one internet radio station. We're talking about Voice It Radio, baby. Don't touch that mouse. I dare you to touch that mouse. Don't touch that mouse.
Headlines and headaches on www.voiceofradio.com, where if it didn't happen here, it probably didn't happen, where you didn't hear it here, it probably didn't happen. Sponsored by the Adams Board and Ohio City Barbecue. Shout out to Ohio City Barbecue that was at the NFL draft, that was here last week, but they are still here. So Arnold, we're talking with Arnold Schirn, who is running for City Council of Ward 4. Now, how can people donate to your campaign?
Yes, that's a great
and
question.
Volunteer.
Yes. If you want to donate to the People's Councilman Arnold Schirn campaign, you can go to my email, ashernarnold@gmail.com, or you can go to my Facebook, simply Arnold Schirn. Or you can go to my YouTube, Arnold Schirn, or you can go to my Twitter, @ArnoldA. Schirn. And if you want to donate, you can go to my Cash App, Elect Arnold.
Okay.
So. Or you can call me 216-512-4484 and guaranteed to pick up.
All right. So, Arnold, so anything, and a fun fact that about you that people don't know, that registered voters in Ward 4 do not know about Arnold Schirn.
One thing you don't know about me is that I've written two books and I'm working on another one. The first book is You Ain't My Dad, and it was to look at the effects of not having a father in the home, because I was one of those fathers who was denied the opportunity to be a father to my son, and I seen the effect that it had on my son, but not only on him, but it had an effect on me as well. The second book is Poetry Through the Eyes of My Soul. And that's just a variety of poems that I've written, from political views to love. And that's one of the things they may not know about me. And I work with the working in mental health field. And that's another one of my concerns, that we definitely need to allocate more money in our community for mental health, because as you discussed earlier about a health crisis, our community is in a health crisis, and we need to address that as well. Anytime you continuously oppressed, you will become depressed.
Repeat that again for the people in the back.
Anytime that you are continuously oppressed, you will be eventually come depressed.
Thank you very much. So, with that being, with everything that's going on, Mr. Schirn, in the political realm and area that we live in,
yes, sir.
How would you change the, bring, you said, how would you bring back, we know there's a lack of trust, what was the one thing you would do to bring that trust back to City Council?
I think when you genuine, people know when you really care about them. And one thing I would bring back is the community meetings in our community. We used to have that years ago, where the councilman would have a meeting in the community and discuss issues. And I think the people should have that opportunity to discuss their concerns in the community. And just being genuine, and I would not be the councilman once elected. You won't see me until election time. And only providing you with eloquent speeches with empty solutions. I'm about solutions. And those solutions must come from the people. That's why I am the People's Councilman.
Okay, so you pretty much just saying it could come from the people, like the People's Councilman. Like, The Rock is the people's champion, so you are for the people. So you plan on giving the people's elbow to some bad habits that former councilmen have had.
That was a song, say, give the people what they want.
Give the people what they want. Yes, please give the people what they want. And what I think that what the people want is trust and honesty from their council people. So what is your question?
Yes.
Would you have a excuse me while I kiss the sky for real. Would you have a office in your ward?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because, like I say, I love engaging with the people. And in my field that I work in, I'm always trying to solve the problems of the people and connecting them with resources. And as I stated earlier, what's happening now is it comes down, politics is real simple. We make it complex. Mm. What it comes down to is who get resources. And it's obviously that the urban city has been denied resources for far too long. And it is time for somebody to fight so you can get those resources.
All right. So you pretty much saying that you're looking at the inner city, the inner communities of Cleveland, Ohio, especially in Ward 4, around that area. And even though it represents Shaker, it still has, you know, other things going on. So you're looking at representing those who felt like that they have not been represented, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so.
Absolutely correct.
So before we, because we got to wrap this up, and I hate doing this because it's wonderful talking to you and having you on the show for the first time, having you here with me. Repeat your information for everybody that can volunteer or help you
get
elected in Ward 4.
Yes. If you want to volunteer or donate to the People's Councilman, better known as Arnold Shern, you can contact me through my email, ashernarnold@gmail.com, or Facebook, simply Arnold Shern. Or you can YouTube Arnold Shern, Twitter at Arnold A. Shern, or you can Cash App me, Elect Arnold.
And by the way, Arnold, you need to bring me a book next time you come.
Actually, I don't have any.
Well, you don't have any more? Oh, boo. But you got to get some more, though.
Can I do one thing?
Go ahead.
I have a fundraiser, the Southern Fish Fry Fundraiser. The People's Councilman, Arnold Sherman, welcomes you to participate and support June the 5th, 2021, at 3:30, 2800 Rexford Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. We look forward in seeing you there as we embark on bringing in a new attitude and community spirit together in our community.
What date and time? And
June 5th, 2021 at 3:30, 2800 Rexford Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, so that's your fundraiser. So you got a fish fry.
Fish fry.
Okay.
Not only a fish fry, it's a Southern fish fry.
Southern fish fry. That's what's up. So, you want the southern, not just a regular fish fry, but a Southern fish fry.
Southern fish fry.
All right. So, Mr. Shern, I'd like to thank you very much for coming out. This Sunday is Mother's Day. So we're going to play something for all the mamas out there, by boys to men, mama, mother, song for mama. Mama, you are a key to my soul. This is Larry H. Gardner from Headlines and Headaches, voiceofradio.com. Peace, love, and hair grease, and happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there. And we'll see you later.
Yes, it is.